This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March over months away.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and as we approach the coming of the light, the world around us grows darker and darker. We are approaching the winter solstice. Night comes very soon. Morning comes very late. We are approaching the longest night of the year. Yet, in this time of darkness, we are seeking the light. We are anticipating it, waiting for it to come. We are abiding in the darkness while the light comes. Our focus today is on the God within. This is the polar opposite of most of religion today. Religion today is seen as being all about something outside of us. Their teachings, their beliefs, their revelations, they all happened a long time ago. They're merely repeated or echoed now. And that's all we have, as far as most religions are concerned. There is nothing in the way of a direct connection. How can we connect to God that is external to us completely, we have no connection to? Through ideas, through words, none of this satisfies. The place, the way that we find God, truly, not just an idea, not just a belief, is within ourselves, through ourselves. Alan Watts spoke of the human being as being like a donut. There is an outer outside and an inner outside. When we speak of the God within, we're not speaking of ourselves as God. We're speaking of the experience and the outside, in a sense, it is within us. It's not merely our personal psychology, but a means of experiencing a reality. Temporary Gnostics are often, at least the good ones in my opinion, are often ridiculed for somehow perverting Gnostic myths, which of course one should probably take as being a good indication that they're Gnostics anyway, into psychological truths, to looking at these things psychologically, to looking within ourselves to the experience of God. Well, nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's what Gnosticism has always been about. It is the heresy hunters who want to make it all about something external to us, something out there we have and can have no gnosis of. We want to make it about doctrines and beliefs. But for a Gnostic, it is about everything. God is within us. God is without us, outside of us. When we read truths in the Gnostic scriptures, they don't just apply out there in the world somewhere. They did, they wouldn't be all that useful, would they? They apply within us. We can understand them within ourselves. And gaining that gnosis enables us to see it out in the cosmos as well. The knowledge of oneself has always been thought to be the important aspect of Gnosticism, and that this knowledge of oneself is also knowledge of God. If we play some religious game of ideas and beliefs, we are missing everything to do with Gnosticism, with Gnosis, with ourselves. We are constructing a religion that is a defense against religious experience, rather than one that is a container for it. This is the distinction of Gnosticism. This is our path, to have religious experience and to be transformed by it. As we come towards the coming of the divine light, it is for us to experience the light, to feel it coming. Before that, to truly experience the darkness, to know that we are in darkness, that we lack, that we aren't whole, perfect, completely happy, whatever nutty understanding of the world there may be out there, that we are seeking something because we need it. And the reason we need it is because we are it in some deep and mysterious way. We are connected to it. It is a part of us. We seek the light because it is a part of us. We can experience God within us because in some mysterious way we are a part of God. God is a part of us. We are never alone. We are only alone if we think we are a very small being. We think we are merely the idea of I or me. If we experience ourselves, we experience what is within us, we will feel the presence of God. It is not a simple thing. It is not without its difficulties, its complications, and even its dangers. The lesson for today tells us to seeking God in created things, to seek Him within ourselves. It gives us many things to look for, to be aware of. We have to be aware of what within us says, my God, my consciousness, my soul. What is within us? Who are we? These are deep questions. There are no simple answers. And if there were elaborate answers, they wouldn't satisfy us. We must have gnosis of them. We must be able to recognize within ourselves when something is occurring. The lesson says, we must be able to recognize when we become angry against our will. This is a description of what in modern psychological terms we might call a psychological complex coming up, taking us over for a time. We cannot seek liberation from the cosmos without seeking liberation from the chains within us as well. Without seeking liberation from these complexes, these things that would take a hold of us, make us angry against our will, to make us fall asleep. And we must be very conscious and very aware to tell the difference between waking and sleeping, as the lesson also tells us to do. It is so easy to sleepwalk through life or part of life, to go for some period of time and finally realize, you know, I wasn't paying attention all that time. We can drive hours, and when we get to our destination, not remember a single thing about the journey. We weren't really there. We sleep a lot. And one of the injunctions of the Gnostic tradition is to wake up, to realize that you are sleeping, you are dreaming, and that there is truth and light and life that you can participate in if you wake up. You realize that. To do a lot of these things, to do a lot of this work within ourselves, we must admit to a lot of things that aren't very pleasant to admit to. First and foremost is that what we think of as I or me is really a very small part of ourselves and isn't always in charge. And furthermore, isn't the most important part of ourselves. This can be impossible. It is a matter of growth. A young child who's just learning how to say no or mine, period, we think of as the terrible twos, is incapable of seeing what I'm speaking of. Whatever part of us is still stuck in the terrible twos is also incapable. But we can grow. We can grow beyond the limitations of childhood, and we must admit that we are not the gods of ourself. If we pretend to be, we are pretending to be a demiurge, a half-maker, a false creator, someone who thinks they've done a lot more and are responsible, and that there is no power higher than themselves. This little part of ourself that calls itself I or me often thinks that, but we must get beyond that. That part is merely ego. The ego is very, very important. It is not the whole of what we are. And if left to its own devices, it would encircle us and tell us it is all that there is. We must be able to seek God within us, and to do that, must be able to see more than ego, to experience more, to be more. So we must tend to our psychological work, for that is a part of our spiritual work, and that is a part of our gnosis. It is not all out there somewhere. It is in here. When we find it in here, you may be able to recognize it out there. It isn't just one or the other. But the place we can truly seek, can truly know, and can truly experience is within ourselves. Seeking God out in the universe, the lesson tells us, we're not going to find. In ourselves, we will find. The gospel for today speaks of this process as well, calls this place the winter, and the summers being that other aeon, place to which we are going, and that we are to sow in winter and reap in summer. That this is a place of sowing, a place of planting seeds and growing them, and that they will be reaped, they will be harvested in the other place. In summer, we do not seek fullness of everything here. We seek to grow here, to know here, to attain to gnosis, to mature and develop as human beings, as beings of light and consciousness, as seeds of light, sparks of the divine, that it is in that other place. There will be a harvest. Because if we try we try to take advantage of growth here. We're not growing anymore. We're not harvesting. We're pulling things up by their roots. There won't be anything left. If we attempt to proclaim ourselves as being beyond human, as being somehow voices for this God within, without any consideration of our own psychology and limitations, we are merely puffed up, as the Apostle Paul says, and our growth ends. We are no longer sowing, we are plucking out. This is a dangerous thing. It's something that every one of us, every one must face who is on a spiritual path. Because there are many points along it where one just wants to stop and say, oh, this is it. But these are merely rest stops and way stations. They are not the top of the mountain. For as the gospel tells us, the top of it ain't here. We cannot achieve the fullness of what we are here. We are always bound by limitations. To always be aware of our limitations, our psychology, our desires for things other than enlightenment and gnosis and God. So it must be when we seek God within us. He is there. But only if we diligently seek will we find. The Gospel of Thomas tells us, do not cease seeking until you find. When you find, you will be astonished. You will marvel. It isn't what one expects. If you find what you are expecting to find, chances are you haven't found anything but your own idea. Or aren't doing anything more than what William James describes as what most people consider thinking as merely rearranging their prejudices. We must be more. Grow. Become. We must raise ourselves up to meet God within us. That is the path, Gnosis. And that is our journey to the light. So may the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth send upon us the remain with us all. The Gnostic calendar features the liturgical year of the Ecclesia Gnostica and many additional holidays and dates of interest. With original artwork by a Gnostic priest, the Gnostic calendar is truly one of kind. Get yours today at gnosis.org/calendar. That's gnosis.org/calendar.